Chapter 4. Jehovah cuts the covenant with Abraham. When God entered into the covenant with Abraham, there were several very striking events that took place. Amongst them was the changing of Abram's and Sarai's name to Abraham, a prince of God, and Sarah, princess of God. In other words, he lifted them into the royal family before he cut the covenant with them. The Abrahamic covenant, which is the basis of Judaism and Christianity, is the most marvelous document in existence. It was sealed by circumcision in Genesis 17. This covenant bound Abraham and his descendants by indissoluble ties to Jehovah, and it bound Jehovah to Abraham and his descendants by the same solemn token. The cutting of the covenant, when Abraham was 99 years of age, God appeared to him as God Almighty, or El Shaddai. He said unto Abraham, Walk before me, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. We see Abraham on his face. God is talking with him. God tells him, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. In Genesis 15:6, God made a promise to Abraham, and it says that Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. This word believed means that Abraham made an unqualified committal of himself and all he was or ever would be to God. The word believe here in the Hebrew means not only a loving trust, but it also means give yourself wholly up, or to be a part of himself, or go right into him, or the unqualified committal. Abraham gave himself to God in utter abandonment of self. On the ground of that, God said, Take for me, that is, as God's substitute, an animal, and slay it. Abraham did it. Then God said, My substitute has been slain, and I want you to circumcise yourself so that his blood would mingle with the blood of God's substitute. When that was done, God and Abraham had entered the covenant. It meant that all Abraham had, or ever would have, was laid on the altar. It meant that God must sustain and protect Abraham to the very limit. When God cut the covenant with Abraham, the Israelitish nation came into being as a covenant people because of this covenant. This covenant was limited to Israel, the children of Abraham, and had behind it the promise and the oath of God, Genesis 22:16-18. Some covenant facts. The seal of the covenant was circumcision. Every male child at 8 days of age was circumcised, and the circumcision was the entrance into the Abrahamic covenant. When the child was circumcised, entered into the covenant, then that child became an inheritor of everything connected with the covenant. If the child's father and mother should die, another Israelite is under obligation to care for the child, or if the husband should die, to care for the widow. It is the law of the covenant. All things are laid upon the altar of this covenant. If keeping the covenant with a blood brother meant the death or loss of wife or of firstborn, or the destruction of his property or of his own life, everything was laid upon the altar. The covenant obligations. Genesis 17:13, And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Every male child at 8 days of age was circumcised. This mark on their bodies was the seal of their place in the covenant. And as long as Israel kept this covenant that was renewed in Moses, there weren't enemies enough in the whole world to conquer one little village. When God led Israel out of Egypt by Moses, they had no law, no priesthood. Then God gave them the Ten Commandments, the priesthood, the atonement, the sacrifices, the offerings, and the laws that govern the sacrifices and the offerings, the scapegoat, and the worship. All these belong to the covenant. The covenant did not belong to the Ten Commandments, as modernists put it, but the covenant was the reason for the law. It was called the Law of the Covenant. Israel were the people of the covenant. Read Exodus and Leviticus, carefully noting when the word atonement first occurs, when the law was given, when the priesthood was set apart. Study Leviticus 16 and 17 carefully. Note what the blood meant and the significance of the word atonement.